Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory this morning because of all your goodness to us. Who will not thank you? Who will not bless you for the mighty things you have done in our life? Lord, we are thanking you for everything. We give you all the glory because you are our God. You are our Savior. You are the mighty power. If not that you are there, our life will have been scattered. Thank you, Father, for all those this morning who are ready to hear your word. Thank God for those who are ready, oh God, to submit to your word. And thank you, Father, for all those who are following this program. Because I know that, Lord, every benefit you have prepared for all of them shall get to their hands in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that, Lord, the word of today, I ask, oh God, that, Lord, every one of us will be ready and prepared to receive the word, that we'll be able to change our life and put us in the path of righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I give you the glory because you are in control this morning. Blessed be your name forever, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want to welcome you to this program this morning. I want to thank all of you for all that you are asking and all your encouragement to us on this program. Thank you so much for all the questions you have asked. By now, we have replied all those who sent us, you know, one question or the other. And I want to thank God because it shows that truly everybody is eager to hear from God and to do the will of God. I pray for you this morning as you are hearing me that, you know, the grace to do the will of God may become your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For some times now, we've been talking together on God's purpose for man. God's purpose for man. And that one brought us to many things. You know, we enter into justification, you know, and we define justification, you know, as the act of God declaring a sinner who believes in Christ righteous. Are you seeing that? So anyone that believes in Christ righteous, because that you have been justified. Also, from justification, we move to sanctification, and we declare that sanctification is that a Christian to be free from the power of sin and to be set aside for God's use. That is, you know, those sins in you, those sins that has been part of you, is no longer there again. Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature, all things has passed away. So the life of sin has passed away. That is all about sanctification. And I told you the part you need to play, you know, for you to accomplish that. Then we move to fulfill our commission, you know, as part of, you know, God's purpose for man. Your commission, you know, God has commissioned you to glorify his name. God has commissioned you to go out and to win souls into his kingdom. I've told you last week, I say you are a licensed preacher. You are an ordained preacher of God, and God is expecting, you know, fruit from your life. So why are you waiting? You know, all those ones we have shared. Today, by the grace of God, I will share with you the last purpose of God for man, which is glorification. 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 That is the Christian hope. So today, I will be sharing with you on glorification, the Christian hope. That is our hope. Because let me tell you something. You see, in this world, you can stay 100 years, you can stay 150 years. You know, this place is not our permanent place. This place is a transit. You are in a transit, you know. And, you know, there is a place that we are heading to. You know, and everyone who lives in Christ, there is a glory awaiting them. Everyone who died in Christ, there is a glory awaiting them. So that is what we are discussing this morning. For the purpose and the objective of this teaching this morning is to change our life. To make us to know that we are going somewhere. Not to allow the perishable thing of this world to destroy the everlasting thing that God has prepared for us. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glorification, the Christian hope. Let's take off with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8.
We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
So the moment you are absent from the body, you are present with the Lord. Can you see now? That means the moment you stop breathing this world, you know, you enter into everlasting kingdom. So now, if you are a child of God, you know, it means that you enter into glory. And when you are not a Christian, I'm telling you, you are entering to hellfire. I'm not trying to threaten you this morning, but that's what the Bible says. Everybody is making up, building up what will become, you know, in the future. So why should you spend this small short time, this small time you will spend in this world to destroy what God has prepared for you in heaven? Why can't you start to think now that I want to make it with Jesus? I want to reign with him. You know, I want to be with him. So the Bible says that we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So the moment you start breathing, you know, you enter to a new glory. I pray it shall be your portion in Jesus' name. You enter into a new glory. Let's talk more about this glorification. Let's open our Bible, if you have one there, to Philippians chapter 3, verse number 20. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20.
For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes. 21.
Who shall change our vile body, that he may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto
Hallelujah.
Himself.
Hallelujah. Can you see now? For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, are you looking for Jesus? Are you looking unto him? You know, are you looking for that glorious home? You know, because many people, they do all sorts of evil things now, not knowing that there is a place we are going. Don't use this little thing in this world to destroy the glory that has been prepared for you. Don't allow sin. Don't allow play of this world. You know, don't allow, you know, evil association and all sorts of things to hinder you from getting to the glory that God prepared for you. Can you see now? He now said in that Philippians 3, in verse 21, he said, who will change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Hallelujah. So that, you know, in glorification, there's going to be a change. You know, and that change, you know, talks about this body. Do you know that this body that you pancake, that you grease, that you do everything to everything, is not going to heaven? This body that you nurture, this body that you care, you spend a lot of money that people are going to assist, even to modify. Do you know that it's not going to heaven? You know, it will all perish. It becomes sand. Can you see that? So it is your spirit that is going to heaven. You know, and it's your spirit man that, you know, when Christ will come, either in rapture or you go before rapture, you know, I'm telling you that, do you know that, you know, when Christ will come, you know, something in your body will change. So Bible is saying there, from number one, that we change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. So our body will look like that of Jesus Christ. It is called a glorified body. You know, I can't describe it for you this morning. The one thing I know is that it's a shiny body. It's a body that, you know, will not obey the law of rottenness. Mm-mm. It's a body that is there forever. Now, can you see that every now and then this body, you know, it wears? Our body goes under some sort of weathering process. But do you know that, you know, this new body, the glorious body, you know, is forever and ever. Shining ever and ever. Can you see now? Oh my God. Now, that is why you must believe in Christ, for you to enjoy, you know, this glory. Because, you know, this body will be changed, you know, and we will now go to meet with God, you know, and so it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, I want us to read verse 18. Romans is talking about, you know, the future glory now. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Yes.
For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Now, let's stop there for now. He said, you know, the sufferings of what you are suffering now. You know, I shared this with you last week. Jesus Christ, Bible said in the book of Hebrews 12, in verse 2, he said that, you know, the suffering of now cannot be compared, you know, with the glory that is coming. So because of that, Jesus Christ, he suffered. You know what now? Everything happened to him. Why? He said, let this suffering come, because a better life is coming, you know, after this time. Now, don't allow what you are passing through right now. Don't allow the economy. Don't allow the evil compartment. Don't allow the evil attack. Don't allow the tribulation. Don't allow, you know, what is happening now to make you to lose, you know, what God has prepared for you in the future. So he said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. So there's a glory coming. And when this glory comes, you don't even remember yourself in again. It's like a woman. That woman, you know, probably she's pregnant and she wants to deliver a baby. Do you know that when this woman wants to deliver a baby, it will be full of pain, you know, full of pain. And the woman will be shouting in the maternity room. But the moment she delivers this baby, what happened now? You know, refreshing, because she will see the baby, she'll be happy. She will want to have another one again. Can you see that? Now, that is like, you know, the suffering of today. The suffering today is not permanent. What you are going through today is just for a time. You know, even if you are afflicted, even if there is no, everything is upside down, I'm telling you that you must bear with this suffering, because there's a glory coming. There's a glory coming. A glory is coming, that in this glory there will be no suffering there. In this glory, you know, there is no affliction there. So better pass through the suffering, so that we can enjoy the glory that is coming. Let's read that passage of Jesus in Hebrews chapter 12. Let's read that verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse. Let's see how Jesus did it. So, yes.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Can you see? Because of the joy, he go through the shame. Can you see now? Why? Because of the glory. Jesus said, because of this glory, let anything I want to let it happen. So he went to the cross. Probably you are carrying your own cross right now. You know, probably things are not pleasant with you right now. Probably things are upside down. Excuse me. Continue with Jesus. You know, because at the end of the day, he will give you answer. You know, at the end of the day, you will enter to glory. Though you don't need to kill yourself because of what you are passing through right now. You don't need to go to jump to the, into the river. No, you don't. Why? Because if you jump to the river, you have jumped, you know, out of the glory. You have jumped to hellfire. So what am I saying this morning is that a new glory will soon come. So this suffering you are suffering will soon come to an end. I will see you after this time out, in Jesus' name.
Are you under satanic covenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in Jesus' name. Today we are talking about glorification, the Christian hope. And I'm trying to tell you this morning that, you know, everything will end one day. And then it is our faith that will determine, you know, our next journey in life. It is your faith of today that will show the next journey in life. But one thing I want you to note is that all those who are in Christ, there is a glory awaiting them. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a glory that's awaiting. Let's go back to that Romans chapter 8. Now, let's read now verse 19. And 20 years. Romans 8:19-20.
For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, can you start to see now? Now, read verse 21 with it now. Yes.
Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
So, you know, in glorification, you know, you are delivered from the bondage of corruption. You know, all this corruptible thing of this world, the fading thing of this world, you'll be delivered from them. That is why it's a great hope for us. When everything looks somehow bad, everything looks upside down, when we think about this, our Christian hope, it brings joy even to us again. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let's move forward. Let's see the book of Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 10. Yes.
For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering.
Wow. So you will discover that in that place, Jesus wants to be your captain. A captain leads. He wants to lead you to the glory. And that's why you must give that to Jesus. You know, without salvation, there is no glorification. You know what I found out? Without salvation, there is no glorification. So Bible is now saying that, saying, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory. So Jesus is willing to share his glory with you. He says, to make the captain of their salvation perfect. Through what? Through suffering. Through the suffering he has passed through. You know, he came to suffer. He came that through his suffering that we will be part of his glory. Can you see now? So what am I saying this morning is that it is the will of God for you to get into that glory. It's the will of God. And that is to say that you too must agree right now. Now, what you do, you know, you must continue to look unto Jesus. You must continue to press forward despite all that is happening in your life. You must. And by the time you do that, I tell you that things will change for you. Now, let's see the book of Jude. Jude 24. Jude has only one chapter. So Jude, you know, 1:24.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
So, when you believe what I'm saying this today, Jesus is able to present you, you know, to God. Bible says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. May you get there. May I get there. May all of us get there. Look, it is his will to present you. It is his will to ensure that you enter to the glory. So we allow flesh now. Will you allow, you know, all this issue of life? Will you allow, you know, all the things that other people are after? Will you allow it to destroy, you know, this glory? Will you allow the pleasure of this world, you know, to take away the glory of God from your life? No, you must not. Praise the name of the Lord. You must not. It's not possible. Why? Because he even told us that in this glory, there are crowns for you. You know, he has prepared crowns for all those who make it to glory. They will reign. You know, they will reign with Christ. May that be you in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we see 1 Peter? You know, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 4. 1 Peter 5, verse 4.
And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
Wow. You know, he said, and when the chief shepherd, who is the shepherd? The chief shepherd is Jesus. We are under shepherd. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, but when the chief shepherd shall appear, that is rapture now. You know, when shall appeared, he said, we shall receive a crown of glory. That what? That faded not away. The crown that others are using in this world, it fades. You know, it goes to corruption. Everything in this world is subject to corruption. But he said, this crown, you know, is a crown that faded not away. Can you see now? So it's a glorious crown. Now, hear me very, very well. The issue of this crown shows that we are going to reign. You know, because in heaven, we are reigning with him. Now, start to prepare now. Start to prepare your life. You know, that's why you don't need to compare yourself with other people. So other people you are comparing yourself with, they don't have, you know, portion of heaven. They are not thinking of heaven. They are not thinking of going to heaven. So why are you not comparing yourself with those incomparable things? You will say, maybe this one, they are also Christians. Maybe this one, they are also going to church. And look at their way of life. And you are saying, hey, but your own church, they will tell you, don't do this, don't do that. Excuse me, you know, Christianity is, you know, is full of discipline. You have to live a life of discipline to make it, you know, into the glory. Don't forget, Bible says that the way, you know, to this glory, you know, it's so narrow. It's a narrow way. And so it doesn't take excess luggage. And that is why you have to be ready. That is why you must shed off every excess luggage. Everyone that is traveling far must have less, you know, weight, less luggage. So if you know you want to be to heaven, all the excessive things in your life, all those things in your life, all those sins in your life, all those lies in your life, all those, you know, lust that are battling with you, you must ask for grace to put them aside. You know, those who are going to glory, there are people who actually as, you know, surrender everything to God. So surrender everything to God this morning, and then you will see God at work in your life. Hallelujah. Now let's see again, you know, in 1 Corinthians, I've promised you I'm going to read that scripture to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you know, I want us to look at verse 42 and 43. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 42, yes.
So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power.
Hallelujah. Showing that our body, you know, bear his glory. You know, our bodies bear his glory. That is, you know, upon our body becomes a glorified body. He said, you know, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. Can you see? But it is raised in what? In incorruption. He said in 43, he said, it is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Oh, hallelujah. Now, can you start to see, you know, that even if you are, somebody asked me and said, if somebody is crippled, you know, and he now dies a Christian, in glory, will he still be a crippled person? I said, no. You know, because, you know, it was sown, you know, in dishonor or sown in weakness, then he will be raised up in power. In glory, there is no weakness. Yeah? In glory, there is no dishonor. Can you see now? In glory, there is no corruption. Can you see now? So all those things are not there. I want you to know that the moment you make it to heaven, you need to be converted. Because it's a place of surprise. Not everyone that calls the name of the Lord shall what? Shall really enter. So that is why you must start to make up as for today. That Lord, just help me. I want to make it. I must get there. And so let's see also Philippians chapter number 3. Let's read verse 21. Philippians 3:21.
Who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself.
Yes, we have read that one before. He said, it will change our vile body. Who will change it? Jesus. You know? And this body, as I said, is a glorious body. It's a body that carries heavenly glory. What a body. So you must be prepared to flow in this caucus. You must be prepared. And I tell you that as you prepare, the Almighty God will also prepare you and shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. So I want to start closing now. Let's read Titus also as we close. Titus chapter number 2, verses 12. And 13. Titus 2, 12 and 13.
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of great God and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Wow. Now can you now see it? For anyone to enjoy this glory, to be in this glory, to be part of this glory, said, you must deny ungodliness. And worldly lust. He said, then we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. You know, what you do in this present world show what will happen in the future world. So, he now said that we should deny everything that is unlike God. What is your life today that you are doing, which is unlike God? We are to deny that. He now said that we should look for his blessed hope. What is that hope? Glorification. He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and of our Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Can you now see now? So we must be continue to look unto that. Let that be your focus now. You know, your focus has been on the things of this world. Your focus has been how you become, you know, Mrs. This, Mrs. World, Mrs. That. Now, can you now start to see yourself to now have a new focus? A new focus for your spiritual life. The Lord will help us. The Lord will see you through. I pray in the name of Jesus that everything that wants to hinder you from entering into glory is hereby cancel in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you have any questions, you are free to call me. And let me say also that tomorrow, by the grace of God, I will see you in church. And I know that you will be imparted as we go through the anointing service. The Lord be with you and the Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books on various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.